Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. Now, I'm really looking forward to speaking to my next guest because, you know, if you've a pet in your life, you know how much that pet brings joy into your day. And this week, the ribbon was cut on the first phase of a really, really exciting project called Kian's Kennels, which was inspired by a young teenager from County Louth who sadly died in 2019. And his name was Kian Neary. And I'm so delighted to have his mom, Evelyn, on the line now to tell us about this amazing project. Evelyn, you're so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning. I was just saying to you before we came on air, such an amazing idea. And why hasn't somebody thought of this before? You know, it was a difficult time for your family to lose your son, and to have his animals closer to him when he's journeying through his illness. I'm sure that made a huge impact for his days and is a little bit of joy for him in those final days.
Absolutely. It brought great joy. It brought normality to what's not a normal situation for any family, and indeed, particularly any sick child. It brought structure to days which can sometimes feel like they're never ending. And it just was a basis of great memories for us. Once Cooper arrived in Dublin, it was almost like Kian relaxed and did other things because he knew that Cooper was nearby and he could go and see him when he wanted to and all that. Before that, he was almost on hold, just waiting to get home so he could spend time with him.
Yeah, yeah. And in those last months, I imagine when Kian was in hospital, you were able to bring Cooper to the kennels close to the hospital so that Kian could see him. What was that like? Was it? I imagine that was, you know, a bit difficult having to get out, get to the kennel, get them together.
Yeah. So we're from Longford, so 2 hours away. So we realised that Kian probably wouldn't be fit for the journey down to Longford and back up, and wouldn't be able to squeeze it into a typical day on the ward. So we brought Cooper to Dublin to join us in Dublin, and he was kennelled in kennels down the road from the hospital. So I think everybody just got used to the idea that this was something that had to be factored into the day. And even, the consultants and the medical team would come around in the morning. They knew by the end of it that, okay, we're going to need to do this morning and then let him go to the kennels in the afternoon. And so it became part of the routine. We were also fortunate, very unfortunate at what was happening, but fortunate on a day-to-day basis because Kian remained quite well up until the last week, weekend really, of his life. So we used to just get up and go and give him a reason to get up and showered and ready, and then we'd make our way over to the kennels. And then on some occasions then Cooper, the dog, came over to the hospital and spent some time just at the back of the ward. Coincidentally, exactly the spot where we're now placing the little visitor center.
Tell us a little bit about Kian and Cooper. Tell us about Kian. We'd love to hear about your son. And I'd love to hear about his relationship with Cooper.
So Kian, prior to becoming ill, was your typical, he was 14 at the time, full of fun, full of life, sporty, into fashion, into food. Just one of these people that never stopped. I was the typical parent, constantly on the road with him to another. I'll never complain again. Just nonstop. And then this devastation of this diagnosis almost overnight, it just rocked us and also, of course, Kian to the core. And Cooper arrived into Kian's life at that time. So this time where everything that you've had familiar is now taken away from you, school, sport, friends, really, because, you don't feel like seeing them, you don't feel you look your best. So Cooper became his best friend. And every day when we were at home, we mentioned earlier that Kian spent the last 3 months of his life in hospital, but the first 9 months of treatment, he was at home quite a bit. And, the days were spent training this crazy puppy and walking him and feeding him and just having that time to spend with him just meant that the bond was very, very strong by the time Cian had to go to Dublin for a more lengthy stay in the end, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what kind of dog is Cooper?
He is a golden Labrador.
Oh, lovely. They have lovely temperaments.
Oh, he's just amazing. I mean, sometimes even now, it's like he knows. And he, you know, he just look at you with these chocolate brown eyes and you think, does he actually realize what we've lost? You know, so very, very gentle, very kind. And you know what? Particularly so with Cian and Cooper. Cian had the Hickman line, I'm not sure if you that's just a line in the chest for medication. He had that when Cooper came to the house, and we were constantly saying to Cooper, you know, wouldn't let him jump on Cian, obviously, or, you know, for children on treatment, you can't let the dog lick you too much or anything like that, you know, so you have to be just careful. So it's almost like Cooper started treating Cian differently than he treat us. He knew he had to be gentle. And even on one occasion when he came over to the hospital, other kids came out. Within 10 minutes, the place was full of kids.
And of course. Dog.
And again, we noticed very quickly how gentle he was. It's like, these are children, they're a little bit, you know, vulnerable. I'm going to treat them differently. He'd turn around then and jump straight up on me or something, but he wouldn't do that with the kids.
Gorgeous.
It was remarkable.
Dogs are amazing. I know you've had great help from the DSPCA, and you already offer a transport. You're offering a transport service to pets to get them closer to sick children and their families. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so as many people will know, our proposed location that we cut the ribbon on Monday is at the back of St. John's Ward at Clonmel, the St. John's Ward being the oncology ward. So it's just at the back of the hospital in front of Ronald McDonald House. Now, as everybody knows, or most people know, Children's Hospital will eventually be moving. So what we decided to do was have a phase one where we wouldn't really invest heavily at the site there, but we would try and just get the service is going. So what we decided to do was set up a partnership with DSPCA. DSPCA will then kennel the pets overnight, and they will be transported over and back to the hospital to a visiting area at the back of St. John's Ward. So that's the role DSPCA will play. They will be, I suppose, pivotal in the service, in that they will be minding the pets, you know, 22 hours of the day, and then they'll be brought over to visit their families at our centre.
Lovely. And you mentioned cutting a ribbon of phase one. So how long, like, what do you have to do now? What are your plans going forward to make this all happen and keep it going?
So phase one is this we cut the ribbon on, is the area at the back of St. John's. 100,000 euro worth of work about to commence there, or commence this week. And that will involve completely, I suppose, enhancing that area with groundwork and with landscaping, and then placing a structure in there which will contain a social area for families to gather.
Lovely.
Indoor kennel for pets, outdoor kennel for cats, and just a nice little area there,
nice,
which will mean that the families can spend time in a safe way. They're still on hospital grounds should they need any medical assistance. And, you know, it's the whole facility has been designed with the help of the hospital in areas like infection control and all of that, and facilities that will be included. So that should be up and running in about 6 to 8 weeks, because a lot of the modular structure, I believe, has already been made and just needs to be placed in on the site. But I would like to get the message out to your listeners that right now, any family that would like to avail of our services, they're all in place already in terms of the DSPCA, the veterinary checks, the transport, all of that. And in 6 to 8 weeks, we will have our own location at the back of the hospital.
That's amazing. I'm so inspired and amazed when people bring something so positive from, you know, from their own suffering, their own situation. But you can probably always use more help, I'm sure. So tell us how people can support you through fundraising or even volunteering.
Yeah, so we in 6 to 8 weeks we will have this unit in place. We currently, as I mentioned a moment ago, have all the service in place. So people can help in a variety of ways. they can donate to idonate.ie, which will give us financial support on for our expenses during this phase and in the future. They can volunteer to help. Again, there's contact details for our volunteer team on the website. Or they can organise a fundraising event. And again, the website will give you some great ideas of fundraisers that have happened in the past, and it'll also give you the contact details of how to get in touch to organise a fundraiser.
Excellent. Evelyn, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your story and telling us about Kian and Cooper and Kian's Kennels, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you so much.
Going forward. Thank you so much. The website, guys, is really great, with lots of info, lovely photos of Kian and Cooper. I have to say, I was telling Evelyn before we went on air, I clicked over to the website and it brought tears to my eyes. The photos are just simply gorgeous. You can see the relationship between Kian and Cooper, and it's really special. So I just want to encourage everyone to go over there to the website. It's Kian Kennels, kianskennels.ie, C-I-A-N-S kennels.ie. And it's just get involved, because this is something really good, really positive that you can do. Thanks so much to Evelyn for talking to us this morning. And Evelyn Neary from Kian's Kennels, kianskennels.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.